Riot police in Georgia repelled demonstrators with water cannon and pepper spray in central Tbilisi as protesters tried to storm the presidential palace following local elections in which the ruling party claimed a sweeping victory. Authorities said at least five protesters were detained, including two members of the opposition United National Movement and opera singer turned activist Pata Burgulatse. The health ministry reported that 21 members of the security forces and six demonstrators were injured in the clashes. Protesters say their struggle is for freedom and against what they view as an increasingly authoritarian pro-Russia government.
We fight for our rights, for independence. We want to be our country, a member of the European Union. So we don't want to be Russia. We don't want to enter in Russia, to return in Soviet Republic. So we fight for our rights, for independence, for justice, and for human rights.
That's expression of deep crisis, which is absolutely formed by our pro-Russian and authoritarian government, and that's what's happening now.
However, embattled Prime Minister Irakli Kubagidze accused the protesters of trying to topple his government and warned that no one would escape responsibility. I want to remind everyone that no one will be left unpunished, he says. We have more resources to identify the provocateurs than we had last year or the year before. So more people should be prepared to face the consequences. The demonstrations reflected months of unrest in Georgia. The October 4th local elections were officially reported to give the ruling Georgian Dream Party an overwhelming win in both proportional and mayoral races across the country. Thousands of protesters waving Georgian and EU flags marched through the capital before the crackdown. The unrest has added pressure on Kobachidze, 46, a lawyer and longtime strategist of Georgian Dream, who became the prime minister in February 2024. Critics say he has been steering the country closer to Moscow while shelving EU accession talks until at least 2028. Supporters counter he is defending national sovereignty from foreign interference. Georgia has had a turbulent recent history. In 2008, it fought a brief war with Russia over the breakaway regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, which remain under Moscow's control. Former President Mikhail Saakashvili, who came to power after the 2003 Rose Revolution, pursued pro-Western reforms, but later faced accusations of abuse of power. Today, protesters fear the nation may again be sliding towards authoritarian rule. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.